viruses temporarily, so the star-lit desolation was as bright as day, and started moving quietly but swiftly north. It took only half an hour to catch up with a group that had been allowed a few hours of rest. It had passed four Americans lying dead in the road. It saw only one guard awake, leaning against the fender of a truck. It went behind the truck and forced itself to produce urine, and then casually walked forward, adjusting its clothes. "Hi," it whispered to the guard, ready to kill him instantly if his reaction was wrong. He just grunted and spit. It walked among the Americans, planning. The masquerade as a Japanese probably wouldn't pass muster during the day, among Japanese, so it would be best to change back into an American before dawn. By starlight, it examined every sleeping face. None of them was familiar, either from the Marine detachment or from the Marivellus camp, so it could become Jimmy again and not have to fake a new history. The people at the end of the group would be the ones nearest death and probably least likely to be keeping track of who was around them. In fact, it found two that were dead and quietly lay down between them in the pitch darkness. It made as little noise as possible, changing the bones of its face back into Jimmy's starveling countenance. The uniform was trivially easy and only made a normal rustling sound. It stretched the Japanese skeleton as much as was practical with an occasional popped knuckle noise and got to within 3 inches of Jimmy's height. What it wound up with was an even more famished version of Jimmy, which was fine. The weaker looking, the better. With the first light of dawn, the Japanese guards were working through their ranks, shouting and kicking. A sudden blue flash and rifle shot got them moving faster. They left five behind, dead or so close as to make no difference. The sun sped up over the horizon, and in less than an hour, the morning cool had dissipated. It had rained torrentially 2 days before, and although the road was dry and dusty, there were sometimes mud puddles at the edges of the fields. People would fall out of ranks to go to them with their canteens, but the guards would chase them off. Finally, there was a huge puddle, a wallow where two water buffalo were cooling off. The water was green and odoriferous, but there was lots of it, and a guard who was a private made an ironic gesture inviting them over. A man next to the changeling put his hand on its shoulder.
"Wait," he croaked. "That's the asshole got us fucked with yesterday."
Dozens of men staggered to the wallow and pushed the scum aside to drink and fill canteens or cups. Some splashed water over their heads and chests, cooling off like the buffalo, which would prove a mistake. An officer with a saber came running down the line, screaming at the ones in the water. They hustled back to rejoin the ranks. The officer huddled the guards and then watched, smiling, while they moved through the crowd and pulled out everyone with damp clothing. They lined them up along the side of the road. The officer said one word, and in a ragged volley they shot them all. In the ringing silence after the shots, the man next to the changeling said,
"Shitty water would have killed him anyhow."
The changeling nodded and, with the others, began shuffling away from the execution scene. It was having difficulty trying to generalize about human nature. Would Americans have done that, with the roles reversed? It seemed inconsistent with what it had observed, except occasionally at the insane asylum, where there were patients unable to see others as human beings. After the war, it would have to look into this. That wouldn't be very hard, since apparently the Japanese were going to win, and everyone would have to learn their language and be assimilated into their culture. Unless they slaughtered all the Americans like animals, as it had just witnessed. Well, it could become a Japanese who'd lost the power of speech. That had worked before. They finally got to Balanga, the first town on their route of march. Filipinos lined the road, staring at the Americans, and began throwing food to them. Sticks of sugar cane, rice balls, sugar cakes, until suddenly the Japanese started shooting. The civilians scattered, running for cover. Two young men took off across a field, which apparently caught someone's attention. Three of the guards, clustered together, started firing at them, laughing. They kept missing them, either on purpose or from poor marksmanship, but they finally fell. The three went out to inspect their handiwork.